It's day 28 since the Beja Community High Council started their peaceful sit-in on a road in Port Sudan, blocking all avenues leading in and out of the town and shutting down all refineries and other vital export installations. The community accuses the transitional government of doing very little to fulfill its promise to engage the community in discussing development issues in the region. The Beja High Council says it no longer recognizes the Eastern Track Agreement, which was part of the comprehensive Juba peace deal signed a year ago between an umbrella of armed groups and Sudan's government. The Beja people say those who represented Eastern Sudan during the negotiations did not represent the people of Eastern Sudan. The Beja community is threatening to separate from Sudan and create their own country if the government fails to address their political grievances. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Port Sudan town, Abdallah Obshar, the spokesperson of the Beja community, says the sit-in will continue until the transitional government abandons the implementation of the Eastern Track and agrees to engage in a serious political dialogue with the community.
Our sit-in is currently in front of Bashair 1, the main refinery for Sudanese oil. Sawak in Port Sudan for livestock export and a passenger port are both shut down. All roads leading in and out of the capital, Port Sudan, to neighboring states such as Kassala, Gadarif and Al Jazeera are all blocked.
Eastern Sudan is considered the main gateway into Sudan due to economic value of the region. It is the only port in the country and bountiful natural resources including minerals and farmland. The Beja leader says, throughout history, successive Sudanese governments have not shown any concern towards developing the eastern region despite being an economic stronghold in the country. Obshar says he wonders why the government officials refuse to listen to their demand and take the necessary steps to tackle the matter once and for all. He strongly advises the government against using force to remove the peaceful protesters.
We have never blocked a road to dialogue, but the reality of the issue is that we did not see any seriousness from the transitional government, who sent a delegation a month ago and committed themselves to fulfill their promises to us. We are now 27 days in, and we have not seen any positive steps from the government to resolve our issues.
Last week, Sudanese officials from the Ministries of Health and Finance announced the country was running out of basic commodities and life-saving drugs due to the blockage of the port and roads in eastern Sudan. Obshar condemned the statement, reiterating that the sit-in is peaceful and that the Beja community values the lives of the Sudanese communities. He says, since day one of the sit-in, medicines, food items, and fuel are allowed to move in and out of Port Sudan town.
We don't have any intention of harming our brothers and sisters in other Sudanese states or in the capital. But this is one of the tools of the Sudanese revolution, which gives us the right for a peaceful protest, sit-in and blockage of roads.
Sudanese journalist and political analyst Shuhdi Nadir says the sit-in amounts to an economic war on the government, which is struggling to restore the damage done by the 30-year rule of ousted President Omar al-Bashir. He says shutting down installations in Port Sudan not only affects the government, but will soon affect the Beja community. He says many export and import companies are leaving the port because they cannot continue to operate at a loss.
For sure, when any businessmen don't find a conducive environment to conduct their business, they will definitely turn to look for other locations. This is not the first time we're seeing Port Sudan being shut down. Over the past 2 years, it was shut down many times by the same community, who doesn't seem to differentiate between the interests of the Sudanese people and the government, nor their own community.
In September last year, the deputy head of Sudan Sovereign Council, Muhammad Hamdan Dagalo, vowed during a conference in Sinkat town of Red Sea State to begin a peaceful dialogue over issues affecting eastern Sudan. The transitional government sent a delegation to Port Sudan last week, headed by Sovereign Council member Shamsuddin Kabashi, to meet with leaders of the Beja community, but the visit bared no fruit. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.